Welcome to GemaraMarkings.com, your roadmap to the Talmud Bavli. We highly recommend printing out the PDF of the DAF with the markings, or better yet, emailing us to obtain your own copy of the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition. If this is your first time visiting the site, we highly recommend clicking on the links to view the sample markings, as well as to hear a brief 4-minute audio explanation of the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition. Enjoy your shiur.
Today's shiur in Maseches Bava Basra will be beginning from the top of Daf Kuf Chof Tes Omed Aleph. Before we begin the actual limud of the text of the Gemara, we will glance on the outside margin. We have a Nosei Klali, a general topic, and we've written there, Odom HaNosein Matono Liacher. Someone who is who's given a gift to someone else, O Shenosan Kol Nechosov Le'achod Mibonav, or he gave all of his property to one of his sons. What we're going to be talking about, therefore, is a situation where we're not going to be following the actual inheritance procedure as ordained by the Torah. Can this be done? Im Omroi Beloshan Matono, if the aforementioned gift was stated in a matona language, Dvorov Kayomen, then his distribution of property will be binding. Avol im Omar Beloshan Yerusha Einoi Klum. If, however, he chose to distribute his property to one of his sons, as opposed to all of them equally, and he used a Loshon Yerusha, it has no validity. Why is that? To have a masne al mashakosuv b'Torah, because he is making conditions contrary to the Torah law. Under that, we have a nosei called Heichi Domi Matono Betchilo Be'emtza Besof. This is introducing the Gemara in trying to understand the Loshon that was found in the Mishnah. That if the Loshon Matona appears somewhere in his giving, in his distribution of property, even though it's mixed with a Loshon of Yerusha, the giving or the gift will be binding. Now, let us turn to the Gemara itself. The Dibor HaMaschil in the Gemara coming from the Mishnah, 5 lines from the top, HaMechalek Nechosov Al Piv. Ribo Le'echod Umiyet Le'echod. And we're going to continue with what's written between the lines. Vim Omar Mishum Yerusha Lo Omar Klum. However, Kosav Bein Betchila Bein Be'emtza Bein Besoif Mishum Matona Dvorov Kayomin. If a person was redistributing his property in a fashion other than the way the Torah expects, if he mixed in his giving, in his gift, a term that indicates a gift, matona, as opposed to Yerusha, inheritance, even though as part of his text he does mention Yerusha, by the fact that he introduces matona, gift, as well, then it's binding. The Gemara asks, Heichi domi matono betchila, Heichi domi beemtza, Heichi domi basof. Can you provide examples of matono betchila beemtza basof? Let us glance at the Rashbam that's indicated with an asterisk. Kosav bein betchila v'chulei. Odom hanoisein matono liacher, oishenosan kol nechosov liachod mibonov. Person who's giving his property to an outsider or to one of his sons. Im omar loshon matona, im loshon yerusha, dvorov kayomen. If he combined a term indicating matona, gift, together with the expression of yerusha, inheritance, then his distribution is binding. Tenehi de lo tofis loshon yerusha granted that Loshon Yerusha would not take hold, the Fishain Odom Masa Mashikos of Batorah, because a person cannot make conditions against the Torah teaching, Ukemosha Lo Omar Klum Domi, and if a person tries to do that, it's as if he said nothing. Loshon Matona Miotofis, the inclusion of the Loshon Matona will take hold. Farehu Kemishomer Loshon Matona Lechud. And by mixing in Loshon Matona, it's as if he said Loshon Matona by itself. Dekoni. And therefore it takes hold. The Gemara will now explain the actual examples. The Gemara continues. We see in the continuation of the Gemara a geometric form. This indicates that one has to look ahead to see if there is a parallel form, because geometric forms indicate some type of series or repetitive phenomenon. Let us take advantage of our note on the side that introduces these forms. We have a nosei mivneh. You notice a triangle. The triangle features machlokes, ravdimi, v'rovin. If you glance ahead in the Gemara text, you see rovin also appears in a triangle. Lefaresh machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar. They will explain a controversy between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, who preceded them. Rak lefi rovin aliba de Rabbi Yochanan mo'il shnei sodois l'shnei b'nei adam. We can say this by way of introduction already now. We'll see it applied in the Gemara. The idea of mixing Loshon Matona with Loshon Yerusha and expecting it to be effective will depend on how many pieces of property are being dealt with and how many people are being dealt with. Will the Lashon Matona used possibly regarding one person have an effect on the next fellow? And likewise, will the Lashon Matona used with regard to one piece of property have an effect on the other piece of property? With all that having been said, we now go back to the Gemara to find out practical examples of Matona Betchila, Be'emtza, Besof. Ki osa ravdimi om Rabbi Yochanan. We've underlined Rabbi Yochanan in anticipation of seeing Rabbi Elazar a few lines later, also underline. So Ravdimi, when he came to Bavel, he told them what Rabbi Yochanan said. Tinosein sode ploinis leploni virosha. Zuhi matana betchila. A text like that, where the introductory word is tinosein, the shorash of the word tinosein is the same shorash, is the same root as the word matona. We've dashed underlined the tinosein word so as to show you its position in the phrase. The Gemara says, Zuhi matona betchila. This is an example of matona, the matona expression appearing at the beginning of this phrase. We didn't mark the Yerusha word because the focus of the Gemara is on the position of the word matana, but notice in the expression that this giver uses, he's in fact using both words, the matana word and the Yerusha word. Continuing in the Gemara, don't be confused by the numbering, because the numbering here parallels the numbering just before. The Gemara presented 1, 2, and 3, namely the examples of matana betchila 1, Be'emtza is number 2, and 3 is Basof. In presenting the examples, the Gemara doesn't follow the order as they were stated above. Hence, number 3 corresponds to an example of Matana Basof, as you will see shortly. If a fellow uses the following expression, Yirasha v'tinosei lo, once again we've dashed underlined tinosei, notice the position in this case is at the end. If a person says, let this particular son inherit and be given to him this particular field, or all his property. Zu hi matana basof. That's an example of the expression matana appearing at the end. We have a number two here, because this will explain what was presented before as the second case, namely matana ve'emtza. And here it is. Yirasha v'tinosein lo v'yirasha. We've dashed underlined again the expression tinosein lo. You see its position in this case between two Yerusha words. Zuhi matona v'emtza. This is an example of matona v'emtza, and as we said above, this kind of giving will be binding, even though part of his expression is also the term Yerusha. V'davko be'odom echod v'sode achas. This is effective, claims Rabbi Yochanan, as reported by Rav Dimi. Well, it's effective only if we're dealing with one person who's receiving and one field. Avol, be'odom echod u'shtei sodois, v'sode achas u'shnei b'nei odom, loy. Attempting to have the word matona be effective for the case of one person who's going to receive two fields, or a case of one field being distributed amongst two people, the mixing in of the word matona will not work. The Rashbam gives us an example. He's found in the lower part of the narrow lines. We've double underlined the Rashbam. The first double underline is what we're going to look at. The double underline here can be used to compare different cases as presented in the Rashbam himself. So the Rashbam says, Avo ba'odam echod u'shtei sodois, kagon yirash ruvein sode ploinis shebemizroch, v'tinosein loy l'ruvein sode ploinis shebemarov, hahu deloshon matona koni. The field that's associated with the matona expression, namely the ma'arov, the western field, that will be binding. Aval hahu deloshon yerusha lo koni. But the field associated with the yerusha word won't work. The matona dehech, the matona word on the second field, lo mesaya leidoch, doesn't assist, doesn't make effective the first field. Ela zois hoyrish lo, vezois nosan loy. But rather, we view the fields separately. Ubahi dirusha. And with regard to the Yerusha field, have a masne al mashikosuv batura. He's making a condition against the Torah, v'lomar klum, and therefore it's not effective. Because let's not forget, we're talking about a fellow who is not distributing all of his property equally amongst all of his sons. Hence, only that which is being delivered through Loshon Matona will be effective. Rashbam goes on with other examples, and seeing these examples now will benefit us in understanding the references made to these cases later in the Gemara. So the Rashbam goes on, V'chein b'sode achas u'shnei b'nei odom kegoin. Ruvein yirash chatzi sode zu, v'tinosein chetzio l'shimoi. With our markings in the Rashbam, we hope that you can see it very clearly. The Yerusha word, dashed underlined, is associated with Ruvain, and the Matona, the Tinosein word, which is Matona, is associated with Shimon. Therefore, Shimon kona, Ruvain lo kona. The Kol Shekein, Shtei Sodois L'Shnei B'nei Odom, Kegoin, Ruvain Yirash Sode Ploinis, U'L'Shimon Tinosein Sode Ploinis Acheres. According to Rav Dimi, as he presents Rabbi Yochanan, these cases will not work. Let us continue in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, who's called Beis, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who was Aleph, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Adam Echad, Ushtei Sodais, Vesoda Achas, Ushnei Bnei Adam, will work. So if you compare where the Aleph was positioned a few lines up, at which point Rabbi Yochanan's Shita was the mixture of Matana with Yerusha works for one case only, Adam Echad Soda Achas, but the other two cases it won't work. Rabbi Elazar is more extensive in his ruling and allows those other two cases to work. Avol b'shtei sodos u'shnei b'nei adam lo, but that far, two fields given to two separate people, where the Lashon Yerusha is associated with one party and the Lashon Matana with the second party, it won't work. Namely, what do we mean it won't work? The presence of the word Matana will not work to enable the gift to be effective with regard to the person that was associated with the Lashon Yerusha. Continuing in the Gemara, Ki Oso Rovin Omar, we've written in between the lines here, Hainu Shtei Sodos Yishnei B'nei Adam. This is the case that up till now no one suggested would be effective. Rovin comes and says, Tinosein Sode Ploinis Leploni, V'yirash Ploni Sode Ploinis, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kono. Namely, Rovin's version of Rabbi Yochanan is different than what we saw till now. Till now, if you use your arrows, you can see an arrow here where Rabbi Yochanan, as according to Rovin, says Kona. Above, the case of the case of one field with two people, one field, and certainly the case of two people with two fields would not have been effective according to Rabbi Yochanan, because that was Rabbi Dimi's version. Rabbi Elazar Omer Loi Kona. Rovin's version of Rabbi Elazar says that the case of Shnei Sodos, the Shnei Mi'adam, will not be effective for the person who received the Yerusha one. What's very curious is that the Rovin version has Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar kind of switched around with regard to the Rav Dimi version of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Whereas Rav Dimi's Rabbi Yochanan was very limiting, Rovin's version of Rabbi Yochanan is offering greater allowance. And the opposite is the case with regard to Rabbi Elazar's. This is going to be the subject of the Gemara as we go on. However, before that, let us just take note of an interesting marking phenomenon. We had a triangle above with a dashed frame forming that triangle. There's a note on the inside margin indicating why that happened, and it will help with appreciating the structure of the Gemara. We've written in this on the side, Tam le, the Tam for this dashed triangle, L'har'ois ve'elu hemshich divrei Rav Dimi, that this in effect is a continuation of Rav Dimi. So the triangle form indicates it's part of what was taking place before. Ukadei lahavlit she benekudos elu Rovin choylek bahemshech, and to bring out that on these points, namely from the triangle onwards, will be the subject of machlokes between Rovin and Rav Dimi. So what one ought to do here is focus on that triangle, and also note that there's a Roman numeral 1 over there. That is to be contrasted with Ravin, who also has a triangle around him, albeit a regular triangle. That's only because the opening Rav Dimi had a regular triangle, but the focus of our attention is between triangle with Roman numeral number 1 next to it and the triangle with Ravin, Roman numeral number 2. Continuing in the Gemara, Amale Abaye L'Ravin. Anchesis lon chada, the atkefis lon chada. Namely, one of your points we can live with. Is anchesis from the word nachas or noach is pleasant or is reasonable. We can explain one of your points. However, the second of your points, the other one of your points, creates for us a difficulty. As we said before, we've got two versions of Rabbi Yochanan and two versions of Rabbi Elazar presented in the sugya. Is there any way to resolve these things? So, Bishlamo de Rabbi Elazar ad Rabbi Elazar lo kasha. As far as the appearance of a discrepancy between Rabbi Elazar's, that doesn't necessarily have to be difficult. Kan, the case where Rabbi Elazar says kona, namely the first appearance of Rabbi Elazar, the odom echad ushtei sodois. That's a case of one person receiving two fields, where the lashon yerusha is used covering one field and the lashon matana covering the other field. And Rabbi Elazar will say that the lashon matana works to cover the field that was associated with the lashon yerusha. Kan b'shnei b'nei adam u'shtei sados. The case that Rabbi Elazar said is lo kana, namely the Ravin presentation of Rabbi Elazar, where we saw the bays, Ravin and Rabbi Elazar underlined with a bays. And at that point he said lo kana. That's very simply because it was a case of two people with two fields. Elo d'Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan kashya. But trying to resolve the Rabbi Yochanan's is difficult. Let us use the arrows and reconstruct the case. Notice all of the arrows. What we have to do is just line them up, associate each one with the other. The first arrow had Rabbi Yochanan telling us about Odom Echot Shtei Sodos and Soda Achas Shnei Bin Odom. And Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the first arrow, doesn't work. Now one could say as follows, if that doesn't work, even though the Lashon Matana is fused with the Lashon Yerusha because there's an element of Echad in both of those cases, there's an element of singularness, whether it be from the receiver standpoint, the Odom Echad, or from the field standpoint, the Soda Achas. So in the singular element, the Lashon Matana and Lashon Yerusha might have combined, and yet Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't combine. So all the more so, when you look at the second arrow is featuring Rabbi Yochanan saying Kona in a case of what? Two people and two fields, where there's no element of singularness. So how could it be that where in the first arrow there was an element of singularness and Rabbi Yochanan says lo kana, and in a case where there's no singularness, Rabbi Yochanan would say kana. That can't be. Hence, that brings us to this last arrow, which says that on Rabbi Yochanan, the attempt to resolve the two Rabbi Yochanans is difficult. The Gemara responds, Amoroi ninu, the aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin is telling us, as response to Abaye raising the difficulty, he says, I and Rav Dimi have an argument with regard to Rav Yochanan's opinion. Continuing in the Gemara, V'reish Lakish Omar Loi Kona Ad Sheyoymar Ploini Uploini Yirshu Sode Ploinis Uploinis Shenosatim Lohem B'matono Viroshum. with this text alone, says Reish Lakish, will there be effectiveness on the part of the Matana word to allow the Yerusha to go through. The Rashbam elaborates on Shitas Reish Lakish. So for those who want to appreciate more the depths of his comment, it's recommended to look into the Rashbam. We will continue in the Gemara itself. Biplukta. The Gemara announces that the Shitas that we've seen till now parallel another controversy. The same Shitas we saw above will be found in the following Deos that are cholek one on the other. The Rashbam, the lower part of the page, Biplukta, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, will find that Rav Hamnuna, who is the first of the opinions we're about to see, will parallel Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman, the second opinion that we will see, parallels Rav Elazar. And Rav Sheshes, Keravin Aliba de Rav Yochanan. And Rav Sheshes, who's the third opinion that we'll be seeing, parallels Ravin's version of Rav Yochanan. Let us now look into the Gemara, but really beforehand, we have a geometric form in the Gemara text that helps us navigate. Let's look at the side, Mivneh, the volcano shape. Gimel Deos, the three opinions, Hato'amot, that parallel, L'Deos She'uzkuru Li'el, parallel the different opinions that were seen above, Be'inyin Mispar Hasados and Mispar B'nei Ha'adam, regarding the number of fields and the number of receivers being dealt with. And of course we're dealing with the topic of what effect, or when will there be an effect of the presence of the Lashon Matana when used in the context of Lashon Yerusha. The Gemara continues. Omar Rav Hamnuna, Lo Yishanu, the teaching that the Mishnah suggested that the Lashon Matana, if present with the Lashon Yerusha, will enable the distribution to be effective, even though it's running against the Torah, the Torah's plan. This is so, Ela Odom Echad V'Soda Achas, only in that very limited case where one field is being given to one person. The one person, of course, is someone who ordinarily would not be expected to be receiving it according to the Torah plan. However, by mixing the Lashon Matana with the Lashon Yerusha, will go through. Avol, Adam, Echad, Ushtei, Sados, Soda, Achas, Ushnei, B'nei, Adam, Loi. And as we saw in the Rashbam, this opinion parallels Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yochanan. Continuing. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Adam Echad Ushtei Sadois Sada Achas Ushnei Bnei Adam. It works. Avol Shtei Sados Ushnei Bnei Adam Lo, but two separate fields given to two separate individuals, where the Lashon Yerusha appears with regard to one fellow and his field, and the Lashon Matana to the other, it won't work. It won't work, namely, the Lashon Matana will not be effective to enable the fellow who had the Lashon Yerusha receive his property. V'Rav Sheshes, the third opinion, Amar Afilu Shtei Sadois Ushnei B'nei Adam, it works. Now, Rav Sheshes, he parallels Ravin's version of Rav Yochanan that we saw before. At this point, we are going to encounter a long point where the Gemara opens up and says, Omar Rav Sheshes Mino Amino La, from where do I know what I said? This point extends till Amud Beis, till the fourth line from the top, as you can see, as indicated in the little space between the Gemara and the Rashbam, namely to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. That nun is a nekuda, a point, and the vertical dashed line indicates its length. We also have a house form, a new geometric form in our sugya. What does it represent? So let us glance at the outside margin to see. Hoichochois, proofs, mimakuros, from sources, latoivas shitas rifsheshes, to benefit his opinion, the shnei sodois l'shnei b'nei odom, yerusha lozeh, u'mechira lozeh, kona. That the giving of two fields to two separate people, where the Lashon Yerusha was used with regard to one, and the Lashon Mechira or Matana used with the other, that it is effective. The Gemara continues. Desanya. We see a framed section indicating a Tanaic source. Ha'omer tnu shekel livni b'Shabbos. Shabbos means for a week. A fellow is commanding or issuing orders in anticipation of his demise that a shekel should be given to his son per week. Uruyin litain sela. And there was enough money in this fellow's estate for him to give twice as much, a sela being 2 shekel. No saint lohen sela. So he gives to the sons, they're supposed to receive a sela. The im omar, if the father said, al titnu lohen elo shekel, he used a restrictive expression, don't give to them anything other than a shekel, ein noisten lohen elo shekel. The im omar, im mesu yirshu achirim tachteim, if he added to his original comment that if the sons die, I want others to inherit after them. What do we see this father's intention? He wants money to be left. Therefore, Bain Shomar Tanu, whether he used what we saw originally was a non-restrictive expression, Bain Shomar Al Titnu, meaning Al Titnu Ella, whether he used the restrictive expression, Ein Nosan Lahem Ella Shekel. You don't give to the sons any more than the shekel, because he's interested in money being left for these others. How many personalities are featured in this example? So, we see sons, and we see achir, we see some outsider. With regard to the sons, we see the Lashon Matana used. With regard to the outsiders, we see the Lashon Yerusha used. We are also seeing sums of money for this one and sums for the other one. In other words, what the original parties receive is something other than that which is left over for the other parties. So in this example, v'ha-ha-ha, the kishtei sados, the kishnei b'nei adam domi, it's like the case of two fields to two different people. V'katoni dekoni, and the source says that the instructions are binding. So, from here we see strength to Rav Sheshes' opinion. The Gemara goes on, Hu Moisiv La, Vahu Mefarek La. Rav Sheshes brought in the source, which supported him and in effect would have served as a question on others. And in the spirit of it being a question on others, on the other opinions, Rav Sheshes himself goes on to tell us that Don't. I can answer this up. I can knock it off as having been a question. Otherwise, I can respond, and that's what Mefarik law means. I can offer a response. Beroi liyorsho. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he. The others that were to receive in this particular case, where he said, give a shekel to Bani and imesu yirshu achirim tachtehim, all of the parties concerned are people that are in the line of inheritance. When you have people in the line of inheritance, according to the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, you're not considered being masne al mashikosuf batera. And therefore, in other words, you're not considered by using even the lashon of Yerusha, you're not considered violating the Torah's anticipated rules of Yerusha, of inheritance. Let's glance at some of the Rashbam commentary here. Hu moisiv law v'hu mefarik law, in the middle of the narrow lines. Dilo tikshi l'chaberov, Rav Sheshes offers an explanation so that the source wouldn't be difficult to the other opinions. Bilro'ui liyorsho. The achirim in the source are others, they are people fit in the line of inheritance. The high dekanu achirim b'loshon Yerusha, the fact that these others are acquiring, even though the Loshon Yerusha was used, lav mishum demahani le Loshon Matona de'idach, it's not an outgrowth of the effectiveness of the Loshon Matona that was used for the sons having an influence on the Loshon Yerusha for these others. Elo mishum dehani achirim havu ruyim liyorsho. Kagoin bonav. It's simply the others that were the receivers of the leftover funds were also sons, other sons. Vehechi domi kagon delishnayim ibonav tziva losei shekel b'shabbos, where for two of the sons the father said, "I want these two sons to receive a shekel per week." Ve'im mesu yirash echad mishar bonav kol ha-moisar, and if they die, I want my other son to receive whatever's left. Even though there might be even more sons in this family, and there might even be grandsons left from those two sons that died. As will be seen, Shitas Rav Yochanan ben Broka is that if one says concerning a son amongst sons that I want one son to inherit, and using the Loshon Yerusha, Dvarav Kayomen, his instructions will be binding. V'hilkach, and as a result of this, Ein Noislam Lahem Ela Shekel. We don't give to the first sons any more than a shekel. This father's intention is something should be left for the other one that he indicates in the second position. Let's continue in the Gemara text. Omar Rav Ashi Toshma. With the marking system, we should be able to identify what the Gemara is going to be doing now. We have a house form. The house form was used before. What was the function of the house form before? It was to introduce that which was going to support Rav Sheshes' opinion that Shnei Sodos Lishnei B'nei Adam Koni. Notice that this Toshma is also a long marking at the same time, and that's indicated by the vertical dashed line in the space between the Gemara and the Tosfos. So all of this material will be part of an effort to bring support to Rav Sheshes, and at the same time a difficulty for all the other opinions. As part of this long Toshma, we can note ahead of time there is a bracketed section. We're making note of this before we start reading the Gemara, so that when we get to the Gemara, we'll have a clearer picture of what's taking place. The bracketed section has, on the left-hand side of the Gemara text, between the text of the Gemara and the Rashbam, also a long marking, an indicator of how long the bracketed section is. So what we'll be seeing happening, a source will be introduced that will benefit Rav Sheshes. When we get to the bracketed section, we could skip that and notice at the end, Tiufta the Kulu Tiufta, that what was said up till this point will be in effect a refutation to all the different opinions except for the opinion of Rav Sheshes and Ravin according to Rabbi Yochanan, which paralleled Rav Sheshes. Let us go back to the Gemara text. Omer Rav Ashi Toshma, Nechosai Loch V'acharecho Yirash Ploni V'acharei Acharecho Yirash Ploni. There's someone distributing his property, anticipating his death. He says, Nechosai Loch, he opens up with that expression. It's noteworthy that Nechosai Loch, we're supposed to understand as a Loshon Matana. And then, he says afterwards, Yirash Ploni, someone else should receive. And after that party, someone else should receive. The source goes on, Meis Rishon, Kono Sheni. Meis Sheni, Kono Shlishi. After the first one, the first receiver dies, the second one acquires. And when he dies, the third one acquires. V'imeis Sheni B'chaye Rishon. If the second party in line was died before the first one, Yachsiru Nechosim L'Yorshe Rishon. The property will not get to the third party, because in this scheme of things, the third party was going to receive the property only by virtue of it having gone through the second party. If that line of succession is interrupted by the death of the second party before the first, when the first fellow passes away, his heirs will receive that which remains. V'hohocha. This case, the kishtei sodois ushnei b'nei odom domi. This case is parallel or similar to two fields, to two different or multiple parties, and we see that's effective. The Gemara says, after the brackets, Tiufto de Kulhu Tiufto, that the source that we just learned before the brackets contradicts all of the opinions that were of a limiting nature that we saw in Amud Aleph. When it says here Kulhu, we of course understand with the exception of Rav Sheshes and Ravin Aliva de Rabbi Yochanan, who said just like Rav Sheshes that Shnei Sodos L'Shnei B'nei Adam is effective. It's now incumbent upon us to go back over the bracketed section. Before we do the text inside, let's glance at the note on the inside margin that we've added, where you find the star. Acharei hasograim nishar hakoshi al shar hashitos. As we've seen, that after the bracketed section, the difficulty with regard to the other opinions remains. Chutz merav sheshes. Besoy hasograim, yesh nisayon lidchois es hatoshma. Within the bracketed section, there will be an attempt to refute the toshma. Avol hagemora tidche es havchitema. The Gemara, though, itself will reject the attempted dechiyah. So we now turn back to the Gemara text. V'chi teima, one might think, hacha nami b'roi l'yorshav Rav Yochanan b'rokehi. Maybe the reason that the distribution of property as featured in the text was effective is because the subsequent receivers were also in the line of inheritance, as per Rav Yochanan ben Broka's teaching. Ihachi, here the Gemara rejects the Vechitema, and that's what we're trying to illustrate by the squiggle underline here, as well as we had above on the Vechitema. If that be the case, that it's Roy Liorsho, Mace Shani, Kono Shlishi, this was in the source, the arrows indicate where it was found originally. If it's a case of Roy Liorsho, then this phrase of Mace Shani, Kono Shlishi, how could that be? Hosholach Rav Acho Breid Rav Avyo L'divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's opinion, Nechosai loch v'acharecho l'ploni, when someone attempts to give property to Mr. 1, and then after Mr. 1 should go to Mr. 2, v'rishon roi liorsho, and Mr. 1 happened to be someone who was in the line of inheritance, ein l'sheni b'mokom rishon klum, then the second party could not receive anything. It would continue and stay with Mr. One and his heirs. She'ein ze loshon matono, elo loshon yerusha. The expression of nechosai loch is not a loshon matono, according to this explanation. Rather, it's a loshon yerusha. The yerusha ain la hefsik. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the source above would never have said meis sheni kona shlishi if you were talking about roi liorshos. Hence, we cannot use that. We can't use that answer as we used before, that it's a case of roi liorsho. Therefore, you're talking about true outsiders. And yet, the Lashon Yerusha was effective because it accompanied a Lashon Matana. And we were talking about multiple people involving multiple properties. And it was effective. Tiufta de Kulhu, Tiufta. Hence, we can conclude that the above source represents a refutation of all the other opinions, except for Rav Sheshes and Ravan Halib Rav Yochanan. The Gemara asks, Lemo nami tevi tyufte deresh lakish? Should we say, or can we say, that this source is a refutation to Resh Lakish as well? Because according to Resh Lakish, who gave a very defined text for these things to work, he said that Meloshon Matono Lazeh will not be effective with regard to Meloshon Yerusha Lazeh. Reish Lakish was, of course, featured on Amud Aleph. His name was circled so as to make it easy to find where he said what he did. This source would seem to say that Lashon Yerusha Lazeh and Lashon Matana Lazeh, it's effective. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, maybe this is against Reish Lakish. The Gemara asks in response, though, Vitisbara, explain yourself. If you're trying to say that we at this point are going to be refuting Reish Lakish, that can't be. V'ha amar Rava hilchasa kavose de Reish Lakish behani tlas. We paskin like Reish Lakish, albeit it's a rare phenomena that we paskin like him. But there are three halachas that we paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, and this happens to be one of them. If that be the case, then we know that Reish Lakish is the way to go in this sugya. But on the other hand, we have a source that seems to say otherwise. Lo kasha. This does not have to present a problem for us. Kan betoch kedei dibor, kan leachar kedei dibor. In the Brisa, where the Loshen Matono Lozeh, Vierusha Lozeh, was effective, it's because he said everything, namely, he said the Loshon Yerusha within a moment, within what's called Toch de Dibor. This is an amount of time, basically within the amount of time that it says Shalom Olecha Rebbe, three words. Within the amount of time to say those words, he continued his statement. Namely, after he said Loshon Matana Lazeh, he continued with Loshon Yerusha Lazeh. However, if there would have been a gap in time between the two parts of his phrasing, then it would not be effective. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, that's his din, Kan La'achar Kedei Dibor, that even though he is taking time in saying what he does, if he uses the formula that Reish Lakish suggested, and I'm an Aleph, then it will be effective. There is an asterisk that you might note in the wide lines of the Rashbam. Let us take a look at what he comments over there. V'hochi koma Reish Lakish. Li'olam loy kono v'la'achar kedei dibor. That if there's a gap in his phrasing, then his giving will not be effective. Ad shiyomar, until he uses the formula ploni uploni v'chulei, etc. As we saw on Amud Aleph. Filkoch kivan deka omar loshen matana atravaihu. Since in the Reish Lakish formula, we found that the loshen matana applied to both parties. Afilu li'achar kedei dibor shapir domi. Even if his phrasing is with gaps in it, gaps in time, it still will be effective. V'hilchasa kol toich kedei dibor kedibor domi. The Gemara rules that in general, with regard to many different areas of halacha, where a second comment is made on the heels of the first comment without a gap of more than three words, then it's considered one continuous statement. As a result of that, if one needs to back out of something, and he opens up some type of comment and wants to back out of whatever he said, if his retraction is within Toch Kedei Dibor, he is able to do so. We're not getting into examples in detail. The Rashbam deals with the topic in a broader sense. The Gemara goes on to say, Labar me'avodas kechavim v'kiddushin. With two exceptions, where even though the retraction is done Toch Kedei Dibor, the retraction will not be effective. One of them involves matters of idolatry, namely if someone dedicated something as an offering to an Avodah Zarah, and within seconds, within the Shiur Zman, within the amount of time known as Toch Kedei Dibor, he says, oh, I didn't mean that. Nevertheless, the dedication to the Avodah Zarah sticks, and that item will be forbidden to benefit from. The second example is if someone offers money to in which to mekadesh, to marry a woman, and he does it in front of witnesses, offers the money, and she accepts it, and then he says, no, I didn't mean that. Even if he retracts Toch Kedei Dibor, it will not be effective. And the woman will not be able to remarry someone else unless she receives a get. These examples, by the way, the Rashbam points out, are stringencies that are of a rabbinic nature, which means that min haTorah, according to Torah law, the retraction toch kedei dibur will be effective even regarding these two cases. However, because of the severity of these two matters, the Rabbanan ruled that back out, even though it's toch kedei dibur, will not be effective. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.